Track 9, a love letter to Yarmouth. This month we're grabbing our buckets and spades for a trip to Great Yarmouth.
One of the Victorians' favourite seaside resorts, Great Yarmouth, is where the Broads meet the North Sea, with miles of golden sand and enough attractions to keep the whole family enchanted for days. Where to stay? The Imperial on Great Yarmouth's seafront is a family-run four-star hotel with incredible views. Owned and managed by the Mobbs family, the Imperial has 39 beautiful rooms and absolutely delicious food. Choose to eat on the fully glazed terrace that gazes out over the sea and North Beach, or the cosy adjoining Victoria Suite restaurant. Enjoy a drink in Bar Fizz, or go below deck for the 2AA Rosette Café Crew restaurant for a wonderful dinner or Sunday lunch. Menus are packed with local produce and seasonal ingredients, in addition to serving fish caught in the borough and meat raised in the beautiful nearby countryside. What to do? Set in one of the UK's best-preserved Victorian herring curing works, the Time and Tide Museum has brilliant, ever-changing exhibitions. Currently, Dinosaurium, Reimagined Creatures, is taking a look at our relationship with dinosaurs, from ancient legends of mythical winged beasts to the creatures brought to life in Jurassic Park. Built in 1903 by the legendary circus showman George Gilbert, the Hippodrome is Britain's only surviving total circus building. It produces four action-packed shows during the year, at Easter, during the summer, at Halloween, and at Christmas, all culminating with a spectacular watery finale as the circus ring sinks and is transformed into a giant pool. You can enjoy a taste of Italy at the beautifully restored Venetian waterways, which features winding canals, miniature bridges, walkways and islands. Yarmouth has two piers, the 210-metre Wellington, which opened in 1853, and the Britannia Pier, which opened in 1858. The Wellington is a fun family entertainment centre with a 10-pin bowling alley, with a diner and amusement arcade, while the Britannia has a traditional end-of-the-pier fun fair, show bar and theatre, and a wood-slatted walkway. Joyland Fun Park is just next door, with its famous snails and Tyrolean tubs. A trip on the scenic railway sounds like it would be a gentle, leisurely excursion, but think again, because it's actually a wooden roller coaster featuring 9 nail-biting drops. Built in 1932, it's one of only 2 roller coasters of its kind left in the country. The other is at Dreamland in Margate. That's not to forget the beach, of course. From Winterton-on-Sea in the north to Hopton-on-Sea in the south, there are 15 miles of wide, clean, sandy beaches to explore, and Central Beach in Yarmouth, between the two piers, is a glorious place for a paddle. Where to eat? A visit to Great Yarmouth wouldn't be the same without a bag of the famous market chips. You've got to try the pickled onion vinegar. Afternoon tea by the sea is a decadent treat. Try the Palm Court Hotel or the Imperial Hotel on North Drive, or there are cream teas aplenty at venues such as Sarah's Tea Rooms on South Beach Parade. The Beach Hut is a great place to escape to, regardless of the weather. This cute cafe on the seafront serves everything from posh fish finger ciabattas to salt beef bagels, halloumi stacks to clam chowder, thick shakes in mouth-watering flavours. Try the toffee or mint chocolate, to burgers, full English breakfasts, and avocado on toast. One of Yarmouth's architectural gems, the Empire on Marine Parade, is now a bar, live music and street food venue, filled with vintage props and posters from Yarmouth's theatrical past. Run by the Jay family, of Hippodrome Circus fame. At the time of writing, Norwich's Bun Exchange was in residence, serving up its out-of-this-world burgers. Also try Café 1903 next door to the Hippodrome, a circus-themed café filled with incredible memorabilia. And if there's room for ice cream, and there's always room for ice cream, Damasio's is the name to look out for. Where to shop? Rock on, Dockra's Rock Factory and Shop in Regent Road. It's a seaside treat that families have got their teeth stuck into for more than a century in Great Yarmouth. And in its 1950s and 60s heydays, the Great Yarmouth factory, which had 140 workers, was making 120,000 sticks of rock for resorts across East Anglia and other parts of the UK. Crowds gather in the shop to watch the cocktail of sugar and glucose transformed into colourful, sweet souvenirs. There's an incredible selection of pocket money treats to buy in the shop and some saucier items for grown-ups. The main route to the seafront, Regent Road, is the place to pick up beach essentials and a souvenir of your visit. And the market has recently had a facelift and is worth a browse.